This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Join the fun.
Yeah, I'm in. Susie, you're in.
I'm in.
Harrigan, you in?
I'm here.
I mean, it's your song. Of course you're in. Let's go.
All right.
What do you have that is overrated, underrated, or properly rated? And the Saints' name in the pig, properly rated.
Yes.
It's worked great.
It has.
It's
People
been
have a good
part.
Time. Now, it's interesting to me that you like that game.
I do.
But you don't like to name the snowplow.
Yeah.
Right? David?
I pick and choose.
Pick and choose.
Yeah, it's complete fraudulence, or perhaps he's just very pro-pork. I don't know.
Pro-pork.
Well, speaking of that, I'll give one of mine right from the get-go. I'll give two of them.
Oh.
I just gave one with I'm pro the Saints on the pig. I'm also pro baking my bacon.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? 350? How long do you put it in for?
You get the parchment paper.
Yeah.
You lay it out. You need the parchment paper.
Okay.
Okay. You got your pan.
Mm-hmm.
You put it in there at about 400.
Oh,
I'd say you flip about 10 minutes in.
Okay.
Maybe you flip one more time about 5 minutes in. You're set. It's not nearly as messy, and it tastes better.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it, my friend.
I think you should. Dave Harrigan, baking the bacon. Where do you stand?
I tried it once. Back to the stove. And no, it doesn't taste better. If you've got skill with the stove as I do,
significantly
wow.
better.
Wow. No. Throw
significantly
down.
Significantly better.
Underway.
No, no, no. Magic.
I've got talent that apparently you don't have.
Jeez Louise. Put that on your resume for Elon Musk.
Yeah.
I can really whip up some.
One of the five things Dave discovered last week. More talent. More talent than me.
In the kitchen. Oh, my yes. goodness. Yes.
All right, Susie. What
you know
do
what?
You have?
I've been thinking about it, you know, and honestly, I've only been thinking about it since Dave reminded me an hour ago.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. But then it came to
You've been
to
doing
me.
This bit for 17 years now.
Yeah.
You think, you know,
then it came
you come
to
in,
me.
You sing, you dance.
And then I got nothing. No, I am wearing a brand new Apple Watch.
Oh.
It's pretty.
Very nice.
Very pretty. And
yes.
I don't want to say overrated or maybe overrated, but I don't know enough about it. So last night I'm wearing it to bed because I wanted to check my sleep because it'll tell you your sleep,
sure.
you know.
Yeah.
But I also have everything on. So last night I went to a baby shower yesterday and they were sharing how fun it was at 10 o'clock at night. And so it was going bleep, 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 bleep. I finally had to just stare.
Okay, that will be a part of something in a matter of moments.
And my daughter's like, you know, Ma, you can turn those notifications off. You don't have to have your phone buzzing and bleeping at you. So,
bleep, bleep,
bleep, bleep, bleep. So anyway, but I do kind of like it. It showed, you know, remember I bought it because it's going to make me healthy. Because I watched the commercial during the Super Bowl about the girl who she's wearing raggedy clothes. And then by the end, she's wearing cool clothes and she's running 5 miles.
True story.
Yeah. Yeah. That happens.
Was it?
Every day. Every 5 minutes. Once you get to that Apple Watch.
I'm going to start running 5 miles.
New clothes. Do fitness. And you're like a marathon runner right away.
You know what? And a texter just wrote in, Kristen Robinson from high school. How's that watch going for you? Working for you? I'm going to have to say, I don't know yet. But that just bleeped on my arm as we're talking.
So, as an individual who often is distracted, Susie,
that's
I think you'll admit that.
I can't.
Are you going to be in the middle of the news? We've got breaking news.
Bleep, bleep.
Hold on. Bleep, bleep.
Oh.
Wow, Josie. God, Josie, leave me alone. Oh, by the way, there are 7 dead. Josie, leave me alone.
I know. You know? And it buzzes, too. It makes a little vibrator. So I feel like I'm being electrocuted.
What was that one again?
Bleep, bleep.
I got a lot going on here.
I mean, you got a lot of noises that
I
are going on.
I got a lot going on. So that's my watch is one.
Well, most people I know who have the Apple Watch, they love it.
Yeah, I'm sure
they will. They're big fans.
Yeah, I just got to figure out what I'm doing. It's a story of my life.
Including turning off the notifications.
You know, when Taylor gets back, she can help me. Because she's a whippersnapper.
Yes, she is.
Okay, my other one.
How was that baby shower?
It was terrific. It was, you know, it's a baby shower. Everybody coos and ahs and oohs over little booties and sweaters. And we don't know what the sex is. So then you get something sort of green or gray. So you don't blow it.
Does that upset you?
No, I don't give a crap about it. Really, I don't.
How well do you know this mom?
Fairly well. Fairly well. Yeah.
This wasn't just something, hey, I got nothing going on
no.
a Sunday.
I wanted to go. Good group. They're in my club. So we're all like loving life.
Wait, what club?
You know what club. My Saturday morning meeting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your AA group.
Yes, yes. Okay. But I don't want to out anybody. That's against the law.
Okay.
Did you know that?
I didn't ask you to give their full names and
social security numbers.
Right.
God.
Are you willing, if a friend of yours has a daughter, son, granddaughter, grandson, are you willing to say, that's not a great looking baby? Because
well,
if anybody
not
is,
here
Dave
yet.
Harrigan,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you would be willing to do that, I think.
I think maybe. Although I have to say, when you say that, there's two things that comes to mind. Is Kramer saying the ugly baby.
Yep, Seinfeld episode.
Yes. Yeah,
yep.
That was a funny
recoiling.
One. Yeah. What would you do, man? And the other one was, I think it was Emily Blunt. Or however you say your last
Blunt.
Name, Blunt, was talking about on a talk show when she had her child. And the nurse said, that is a beautiful baby. And she said, no, you just say that to everybody. And she said, no, I don't. She said, if it's ugly, I say, oh, you got a baby. Which I thought was funny. So
that's good.
Anyway, so I had the party. I had my watch. And I will just say properly rated is that I have the uncanny ability to get my grandson to fall asleep. I watched him 2 times last week, Friday and Saturday, and he just fell asleep in my arms.
That's nice. That's a good skill.
It is. And, you know, when they sleep, they're just so pretty and quiet.
Do you have the ability also to then put the grandson down and have him remain asleep?
Yes.
That's a completely different,
that's very
important skill.
Yes.
Here's an interesting question to the universe and you two. Do you agree or disagree with waking a baby up from a nap to get them on a certain schedule?
No.
Dave?
Not if it's an actual, you know, if we're talking baby, infant, no.
Well, yeah, under one.
No. Let them sleep.
No way.
Don't you feel like that's a strain? And, you know, you can't say anything as the grandma. You have to just bite your lip. But I said, what are you doing? She goes, we're going to go wake him. I'm what? You don't nuts. Wake a baby.
Take the child.
I should.
Remove the child from this house.
It was so
Dave's
cute.
Right.
Yeah.
When now we're talking day like 3, 4, 5, yes.
Yeah, because then you don't want him to be up all night, right? I mean, if a 4-year old has a nap at 3 PM, you are screwed. Mm-hmm. They're going to be up at 11 for sure, right?
Yes.
Correct. There's no way you wake up a 4-month-old say, hey, guess what's on? Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Let's go. All right, let's pause here. Dave will chime in. I will chime in. We got plenty of bacon comments. Go ahead. Let's go. You want to chime in on the bacon topic? You want to chime in on Susie saying most babies are ugly? Whatever you want to say, go off the board. 651-461-9226.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Among the text on baked bacon, the best. No mess and it doesn't shrink as much. Maybe
gotta
you should
love
consider that.
That,
Dave. Yeah, Dave, that's...
Doesn't shrink as much.
Speaks to you. Chat, you don't need to flip anything. Just spin the pan halfway through it. Love baking bacon. It stays flat.
Okay.
Here's a skeptic. So when you want bacon, you have to wait how long? Half hour, 45 minutes, so you can eat it every single time? No, 45 minutes.
It sounds
when?
Like.
No, it's not.
Wait, how long is it actually in the oven? 15, 20 minutes?
Maybe 15.
Okay, then you got your preheating time.
My God.
Plan ahead.
Throw those little buggers on the stove. We're eating, baby. We're eating while you're still preheating.
No. You know what I do? I preheat before I'm prepared to eat. I think ahead. I'm like Elon. It's one of my five things I did at work last week. I turned the oven on early. I was prepared, unlike you, Mr. Spur of the Moment. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, Susie, Dave says, minding my own business. No, I need bacon, and I've got to have bacon right now.
Yeah, well, I guess I can live life with a little bit of whimsy, unlike you, Chad.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you guys
You're very
think?
Very carefree.
What do you think of the stuff that's pre-cooked you put in the microwave?
No.
That's how much time I have. That's what if I want bacon, there's the chemicals in there that are going to turn my hair purple.
Yeah, there'll be some buzzing then. I'm a little worried. Yeah, no, it's not as good. It's not as good. What do you have, sir?
Let's start with Saturday. I had the kids out to Nickelodeon Universe, Mall of America, riding the rides.
Ooh, on a Saturday.
Really, really adventurous.
Yeah, adventurous.
Or stupid.
I was out there with the girls and my parents. Came out.
I'm eating a bacon right now. Can't talk.
Enjoy that. You probably started preheating about an hour and a half ago, so it's finally ready.
Saturday.
That's good. Very busy, as one can imagine, and my ability at 40 years of age to withstand G-forces and feel good after a ride.
Not good.
Overrated, greatly diminishing.
Sorry about that.
Oh, it's not good. I mean, the Tilt-A-Whirl a year and a half ago got me bad at Paul Bunyan Land. It was just a reminder.
That you're an old man.
On Saturday of how old I am when I did a couple of the roller coasters. I mean, the tame roller coaster, not the flippy upside down deals, but, you know, just a couple sharp turns. And the little one, the four-year-old, is just barely big enough to now ride it with a chaperone. So I'm next to her and we're having fun and we're screaming and we're having the best time, and I stand up and say, oh, my
Mama.
Word, I should not do that again for a while.
Your stomach's
in your
throat.
I mean, it sounds like, Susie, he's describing Top Gun Maverick, what he's going through right now.
Yeah, call me Goose. I don't care.
It's fine.
Call me Goose.
Well, we know it worked out for Goose. I don't think we want to call you Goose.
No, right?
Our oldest, the 8-year-old, was now just tall enough to be able to ride all the big rides, like the ones she wasn't even allowed with a chaperone, but now she can do all the big rides pretty much. And she's begging me to do this one roller coaster that throws you up at perpendicular to the ground, and you go back straight down, and then you're upside down three times. And I did it with her once. And after that, she said, all right, let's do this other one, another one that flips you upside down. I said, sweetie, that is a you ride. I will not be doing this
Jeez.
One.
Nice.
So I had
Good
to send
dad.
Her everything that was even close to spinning or twirling you. Kids, go have fun. I sit this one out.
Go have a beer.
Turn in your man card. Go ahead. Just turn it in right now.
That's fine. That means I don't have to do the Tilt-A-Whirl again. You can have my man card. Overrated also. Arizona students, University of Arizona basketball
disgusting.
Fans, just awful, awful behavior. You're losing a game, controversial loss to BYU, and starting an F the Mormons chant so that the school
pathetic.
Now has to apologize. Pathetic is a great word, disgusting, despicable, outrageous. Do better.
Wow.
You know when you should do better is when you first hear it, the head coach should grab the mic and say this: we're not going to have one more dribble until you morons shut the bleep up.
Mm.
Simple as that. And if someone continues, escort them out of the building.
Wow, that's crazy.
I think that's perfectly fair.
It's fair to kick them out, but to chant, to take a shot at Mormons? Jeez.
Yeah. It's people just have decided once they enter a stadium or an arena, they can say anything they want. They can do anything they want.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these folks are normal individuals the rest of their life. And I'm not talking about enthusiasm and cheering and passion and frustration and anger. I mean, I'd be frustrated if I went to the University of Arizona myself. Clearly, they couldn't get into ASU, but just some level of decency. It's not that tough.
Apparently, it is that tough, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to go for it?
Is that it? Yeah. I'm willing to go. We had a party in 9 the other day when we went out to dinner.
Wow.
And restaurants that can pull that off, we got lucky, Susie.
Mm.
Another table at said restaurant had 10. And I called. It was kind of short notice. All of a sudden, we had this confluence of people coming over. And it's like, well, we really don't want to make dinner.
Mm.
So let's, you know, we might have had, you know, some ginger ale, some White Claw, some wine, whatever it might be. But then when restaurants could pull that off and a waiter is able to handle it skillfully and everybody has a great time, that's a fun night. Pulling off the big party, whether it's at your house or at a restaurant, in particular in this case a restaurant with a skilled waiter, bravo. That's underrated. What do you think, Susie?
I totally agree. I actually threw a party myself Friday night for my book club group, and it's harder than you might think to actually set it all up, especially when I went to such great lengths to make it so special, and I was pleased that it came off as well as it did.
What steps did you take?
We read a book called Orbital. And in the book, there were astronauts from six different countries. I bought food from each of the six countries.
So that's great.
I thought it was clever. The only thing I didn't do is clean my house because I didn't have time to schedule the cleaning person before I volunteered to do the party. So I said, please don't look at my floor because it has Christmas tree needles still on it.
Wait a second.
Do you have a vacuum?
Christmas tree needle.
I'm not.
Yeah. There's a vacuum probably at the house, right?
Somewhere, maybe. I don't know where it is.
Okay. Okay. Now I need to hear more of the foods. Okay. Now what? What type of foods are we talking?
Well, I went to Cassetta's to get Italian.
Nice.
I went to Moscow on the Hill to get Russian dumplings. I went and got sushi for a Japanese astronaut, and I went to Brits and got Scotch eggs. And the other two astronauts were Americans, so somebody brought a salad. So I figured that would cover that one.
I love it.
Yeah, it was fun. You know what I mean? It's clever to do that. But then I always get irritated that people aren't ravishing me with compliments for what an awesome and wonderful and offering me to. Like, oh, can we chip in and pay for that? That cost you $200 to buy all that food from all those places.
Do you chip in when you go to somebody else's house?
If it's a potluck, I bring my thing. I don't know. I'm throwing these folks under the bridge.
Yes, you are.
Because they did kick in $20. A couple of people threw me $20.
Okay, so they did contribute money.
But it was, yeah.
It wasn't enough. That's what you're saying.
I was hoping to make money on the day.
Right. you wanted to profit on the night. So what you're saying. All right. Two more from me.
Okay.
For a couple months, joined Planet Fitness. I'm unrecognizable. I'm like Arnold Schwarzenegger in the 70s now. No, we've been there just a few times. So go on Saturday. And I'm seeing on the handy-dandy TV at the place, the Wild are playing. And so I go up to the front desk, Dave, and I say, hey, question for you. We got a lot of TVs here. Just want to let you know the Minnesota Wild are playing the Detroit Red Wings. It's on ABC. I see you got a lot of channels here that are on the same shows, including The Office on three TVs and this other show on two TVs. Can we just flip over the Wild and Red Wings on one of these TVs? No.
No.
I go, excuse me? No. I would have to call my district manager.
That's right.
Oh, no.
And my district manager doesn't work on Saturdays.
Oh.
I'm like, no, wait a second. You have to turn. You have to call the district manager to switch? Yes. And was kind of curt with me. And
man. I would have punched him.
More often than not. As you two know me extraordinarily well, I would continue that dialogue. But I just decided I'm there with Q, I'm there with Kathleen, I'm just going to walk away. But district manager to switch the office to only two TVs so I can have some Wild pride. Turn the damn channel, okay? It's not that difficult, right?
Give me that remote.
I think it actually is that difficult, Chad.
Oh, no.
I think this is not just a Planet Fitness. This is a gym thing all over the country, no matter what the gym. Those TVs are on those channels, and they will not move.
Now, at my nail place, I can get them to move the channel. Like when football was on, championships, and I was doing my nails, I had to, like, act it out because the Vietnamese and the English is a little tough. I'm like, I want to watch football, you know.
What kind of acting were you doing? I mean, are you simulating? Like,
I am simulating throwing the ball.
Tackling. She's tackling one of the specialists.
You know, football. Boom. Oh.
And then the last one. This is so underrated. I had forgot that yesterday my longtime great friend Flip Saunders would have turned 70.
Oh.
And it bummed me out. It just did, because as I said a bunch of times, there was about a 10-12 year period where I talked to Flip incessantly. Mm-hmm. I mean, outside of Kathleen, I talked to Flip more than anybody. And Flip was just a huge part of my life for a long, long time. We know he passed away. In fact, you know who told me Flip finally passed away? You, Susie. You called me. I knew it was a matter of days because what was going on. So I thought of that, and I think I tweeted something like, I still expect a late-night phone call from the guy because we talk so many times late at night. Mm-hmm. Well, and then I sent a text to Ryan, his son, who I've known since he was born. Mm-hmm. And I just said, thinking of you. On your dad's 70th, I want you to know, just to remind you, how immensely proud your dad was of you, and still is. Mm. And 10 seconds later, he sends me a text with a photo. He and his wife, Haley, had a baby girl yesterday.
Oh, wow.
How about that? How about that?
What a little miracle. And well, she's named Grace? Oh.
Yes. How fantastic
on
is that?
On Grandpa's birthday.
Because on Grandpa's birthday, that they had a daughter. I mean, it's just phenomenal. Grace Lee. Go to at Chad Hartman Show, and you can see the picture of Ryan, Haley, and Grace Lee. It's a phenomenal picture. So only the best of the Saunders family. What a way to add to Flipper's birthday, having a granddaughter. And as I said in the tweet, somewhere, Flipper is immensely happy to share his birthday. That's for sure.
That is for sure.
Thank you, Susie.
Yeah, talk
fantastic
soon.
As always.
It was fun. Bye.
Appreciate it. Trust in doctors. What is going on? Let's discuss.